Hello there, thanks for joining us on The Sweet Spot, the Racing Post's weekly goal show. Bruce Millington and Steve Palmer taking you through two really fantastic tournaments this week. The American one is particularly strong, and there's a fascinating angle to the European one as well. Steve, are you well? It was a slightly frustrating weekend for you, wasn't it? Great tipping. You wisely took the decision to abandon John Rahm in Spain, and it almost worked perfectly, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think you underplayed it a little bit there. I thought it was a heartbreaking Sunday. I mean, we had the 45-1 runner-up in both events. With a little bit of luck here and there, we could have had the winner of the last four events. We've had 3 second places around the winner. So, I'm still licking my wounds a little bit. When you have that reflection on the Betfair exchanges, then that really destroys you when you see that people reveal the figures of what players were matched at. Adrian Nusa, guide you through them now, was matched at 1.23 on Betfair when Rafa Cabrera Bello was in trouble on the 72nd hole. Sam Burns traded at 1.93 on Betfair when he was kicking clear of the field in round three. Matt Wolf traded at 2.58 on Betfair when he was joint leader through six holes of the final round. So, it was one of those weeks where you get all those players, really, really short, 1-4, 10-11, 13-8 to use proper odds. And none of them won. So,
I know a couple of people who followed you in on Arnaus, and they laid off. So they were perfectly happy. They made a nice few quid out of it. You should give it a try one day, Steve.
it's not straightforward. I knew this was coming because I've got a feeling on this that you've got to be like a professional punter to be getting involved in this. You've got to have peace and time to do this. And
you just go on to Betfair, put a layup, put a short price, and you're away.
Yeah, that was almost physically impossible for me to do on Sunday. I had Tommy Tiger like rugby tackling me, just trying to watch the golf, the hardest thing. It was mayhem in my house on Sunday.
Unlucky, mate. No, I feel for you. I thought Arnaus played very well. There's a couple of it. Whenever someone doesn't win a tournament, it's all these idiots going, he bottled it. But he didn't bottle it, did he? Cabrera Bello just played a really nice shot, didn't he? He was in my bad books, Cabrera Bello, because he took 9 minutes over a shot. I'm sorry, but that is inexcusable.
Oh, you don't want to get me started on that. I mean, the three drop I found, ugly scenes, I thought, the three drop. We go, gee, he's got to hack out sideways from that rough. And such a big deal is made of these cart paths. I mean, he's standing on a cart path with soft spikes. Like in the olden days, if you have metal spikes, it's an issue. Now it's just, it's almost better to be standing on a cart path.
Exactly, mate. Yeah.
I think this
whole ruling thing's pathetic. If I was a marshal, I'd be like, just play it, you idiot. I mean, if there's an ad hoarding in the way or whatever, obviously, but otherwise, just play it. That's the course.
These pros, they massage the rule book to help themselves. They all do it. It's fine. Yeah, we must have started a witch hunt, but I just thought it was a little bit unsavory. If your mate did that, if you were playing with your mate, and he took a drop there and it went inches out of the heavy rough, you transform the golf tournament when that inch could transform the golf tournament.
If he stays
in the rough, he's got to hack out sideways. If it goes an inch to the right, he's got a shot at the green there.
There you go. So what price was Cabrera Bello at the start of the week?
55-1, 55-1. But I think you're right. We backed the right fella. I mean, that's the best he's performed in contention there, Adrian. Actually, a lovely bouncy performance. He's got the putter sorted, isn't he? He topped the putting stats last week, Adrian. Yeah, we've got to look at Adrian, who's winning at some point soon on a suitable track.
And Sungjae Im, I mean, he turned the Sunday, what could have been quite an intriguing final round, into a procession, didn't he, in the Shriners? I think it was something like 9-under 313, and that was it, all over, wasn't it?
Absolutely right. No, it's like a robotic performance from Sungjae Im. Fairway, green, putt at hole. It was like computer game style golf. And he put Wolf under so much pressure, and Wolf's swing didn't hold up under that pressure. Those first four holes of the back nine, the tournament was won and lost. Im made four birdies on the first four holes of the back nine. Wolf was two over par for those first four holes of the back nine. Game over.
Steve, with him, I mean, he's notorious now for playing every week, and he's very consistent. Is there a particular course that suits him? When should punters be trying to latch on to him, and when is it slightly less favourable? Or do they all just seem to come alike to him?
It's really tricky because he's such a good all-rounder. He doesn't do anything particularly badly. He doesn't do anything exceptionally good. So it is hard to find him. You could back him every week. He's going to win tournaments. He's becoming a bit of a monkey on on his back, getting that second win, a big gap between the wins. I think he'll become prolific now, particularly. Nobody made more birdies on the PGA Tour last year. because he plays so often, you know, we talk about how he doesn't like taking weeks off. You know, that's why he topped that stat. But he just, he's consistently good, and yeah, he's gonna have a mantelpiece full of silverware by the end of his career.
He certainly is, isn't he? Well, I guess John Rahm will form a big part of our Andalusia Masters conversation, so we won't dwell on him. I will just say that I was devastated that I wasn't able to go. I mean, I had a business meeting in Madrid last week, and the plan was have the meeting on the Wednesday, go out, have a couple of beers in the evening, and then I had a few hours to kill in Madrid on Thursday. So I was like, the course was only about a 20-minute cab from my hotel, so I was going to go up there. John Rahm had a morning tea time. I was going to wander around with him, but then I got stricken by a stomach bug and was confined to my hotel room the whole time. It was absolute agony, mate. Honestly, I won't go into too many details, but
was it a paella? Was it a paella?
No, I don't know what it was, mate. But I haven't felt that way for a long, long time. But
No, I'm sorry to hear that. Did you get on the plane back successfully then? Did you? I had that once in Tenerife where I was under doctor's orders not to board the plane back.
No, I didn't. I didn't seek out a medic. I was going to, but I toughed it out, and I went to the airport and I thought, well, if I'm not going to feel too well, I'm just going to get a room here. But thankfully, I've just about made it on. To be honest, the amount of paperwork involved in travelling these days, Steve, I almost failed with the paperwork because I did something wrong with my passenger locator form. But anyway,
a lot of paperwork issues all round, didn't you? If the doctor had told you not to get on the plane, though, you'd be in a right pickle, wouldn't you? I went against doctor's orders and got on the plane and had the most horrific journey of my life, but we won't go into that either.
Okay, mate, let's not go into these things. Let's look at better things like the fantastic tournament we've got in America this week. It's the CJ Cup. I'll run you through the prizes so you can see just what a fantastic field it is. Dustin Johnson, 12-1. Xander Schauffele, 12-1. Justin Thomas is 14s. Colin Morikawa, 16s. All the big guns are out. Rory, 18. Jordan Spieth, 22. Im is 25, Finau 28, Hovland 28, Burns 28, and it's 30 bar. Big names wherever you look. What a fantastic field, Steve, for the CJ Cup. Tell us about this event.
This is a 78-runner no-cut event, and we're going to a new PGA Tour venue, the Summit Club in Las Vegas, Nevada. 7,431 yards, par 72. It's a millionaire's playground. If you want to join the Summit Club, $200,000 just to join. Before you even get into the yearly membership. So, not many people know this course. It's a Tom Fazio design, which is the same designer that designed last year's CJ Cup venue, Shadow Creek. Similarities between them, great similarities. They're both lush parkland tracks in the middle of the desert. So you have a desert background, but it's a parkland-style track. Four par fives, one drivable par four, sunny, calm weather forecast, 20 under par one at Shadow Creek last year. I think you'll need something similar for Summit Club.
Why is it such a small field, 78? What is this? This is just one of those kind of special one-off thingamajigs, is it?
Yeah, well, it used to be in Korea, if you remember rightly. It's a CJ Cup at Nine Bridges, but because of the travel issues these days, the last two editions have been at in Las Vegas, but hopefully we'll get back to Korea one day.
No cut. Wow, that'll be interesting. Okay, so we've got a stellar field, Steve. How many selections have we got?
Oh, God, I'm really wanting to do my usual thing, but I'm struggling a little bit here.
Why? With what?
Not very well. Just lingering illness here. Goodness knows what it is. I'm double jab, but, he's probably...
Give it your best shot. How many selections? Four, was that?
Four, yeah, sorry.
Oh, do you need to have a little swig after that?
A lot of things, yeah.
I've lost your sound. Your sound's gone as a result of that.
Is it completely broken?
No, you're very faint. There you go. I've broken the microphone.
Oh,
hang on a sec. Technical pause. He's back. We can hear you again, Steve, loud and clear. Right then, four selections. Who is the headline tip?
It's Xander Schauffele. You've got 9 of the 12 American Ryder Cuppers playing this week. They're obviously all had this tremendous lift from Whistling Straits. Great team spirit for the Yanks this year. They won convincingly. They had a good party afterwards. Lots of positives for all of them. But you've got to balance that with possible negatives for some of them in terms of switching off mentally after the Ryder Cup. This is very much after the Lord Mayor's show, isn't it? The majors are done and dusted. FedEx Cup playoffs are over. Ryder Cup is over. It'd be easy to go into holiday mode for the elite now. But there's one member of that elite that I think's got unfinished business this year, and that's Xander Schauffele. He's not won a PGA Tour event since January 2019. He got the monkey off his back to a degree in the Olympics. He won a golf tournament. He won a gold medal. All credit to him. He was thrilled with that. But it wasn't a PGA Tour event. So his victory drought is fast approaching 3 years now on the PGA Tour. I think you'll see determination from Shkreli for the rest of the year. The Ryder Cup went really well for him. 3 points from four matches. Don't forget that was his debut. He's sucking on cigars in the media conference afterwards. He was one of the stars of the show. And this week he returns to Las Vegas, where he finished runner-up last year at Shadow Creek. Summit Club, similar to Las Vegas, similar to Shadow Creek. Yeah, I see Shkreli going very close. And he sorted out his driver. I'm still. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm still having. We've got issues after destroying the microphone with that four. I knew it was a big error. Callaway have sorted out his driver. Callaway have been fine tuning his driver for months, and they finally got him hitting that slight draw that he likes to hit. They've got all his numbers sorted out on the TrackMan now, and so he got it sorted at the Ryder Cup. I think Shkreli is going to destroy the Summit Club from TD Green.
Okay, mate. Did you say medals there, Steve?
He got a gold medal, yeah?
He got a medal, did he? Can you notice anything in the background?
Oh, blimey. Oh, there's a medal, yeah. What colour's that one?
That's wood. It's made of wood. I got it on Sunday. I finished the Royal Parks Half Marathon and I got a medal. How about that,
wow. Eh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the distance on that one, then?
13 miles.
13 miles. Oh, no, all credit to you. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be able to cover 13 miles. So.
Hard going. It was hard going, but it was great fun, I must say.
Struggle to cover 13 miles in your car these days with the fuel crisis there.
Oh, is running it still bad down there?
Well, yeah, there's a few little issues. Yeah, no, all credit to you. Yeah, you look a picture of health. You look very smart, right. Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a big business meeting in a minute, so I've got to dress
up.
You're
going to end up a business meeting.
I am. I know the rate I'm going. Okay, Xander Schauffele, make a very powerful case for your headline selection. Who's the big danger, do you think?
I think it's Colin Morikawa, our Open champion. Of course, experience was the key to the last CJ Cup. Jason Kokrak knew Shadow Creek better than anyone else in the field. He's got some family in Vegas. He's an MGM Resorts ambassador. The vast majority of the field turned up last year seeing Shadow Creek for the first time. Kokrak had played 20-summit rounds there, and he hit the ground running. There's a chance something similar is going to happen this week. Morikawa is a Summit Club member. He lives in Las Vegas. He carded a round of 62. He's got a 62 under his belt on this track. He doesn't need to adjust to this new layout like all the other guys do. He was 12th at Shadow Creek last year. I think he'll do even better at the Summit Club. He lost his form in the FedEx Cup playoffs, but he had a little back injury that was affecting his swing, played through injury. He got fully fit just in time for the Ryder Cup. He was great by all accounts in the practice rounds at the Ryder Cup. Then he went unbeaten in the competition proper through four matches, 3.5 points. So, again, it's easy to forget, like with Shkreli, that was the first time Morikawa had ever played for America as a professional. He has a bit of pressure there, and he excelled. Just another feather in a massive cap full of feathers. So if Morikawa's in the mood this week, he deserves to be contesting favouritism with Shkreli and Dustin Johnson for me. Those three are the most likely winners. I'm reluctantly leaving Johnson out for, well, a couple of reasons. One being, if you add all, you can't have all three in the staking plan. It's not a viable staking plan. And two, he might be one of those lacking a bit of focus as the year comes to an end.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I think you say Colin Morikawa, if he's in the mood, he sort of seems like the kind of guy who's always in the mood, really, doesn't he? Seems pretty dedicated. Okay, we've got Schauffele, we've got Morikawa. Who next?
And two more bigger prices. Aaron Wise. Two of my four tips are Las Vegas residents. Wise has lived in Las Vegas for 5 years. His coach is based there. His swing was in mint condition last week. He tied for eighth in the Shriners, three bogey-free rounds. All his bogeys came in round three. He hit 17 greens in regulation on Sunday. I think Wise, like Shkreli, will make mincemeat at the Summit Club from tee to green, and if he holds a few putts, he can contend. I know the broom handle putter never looks pretty in the hands of a young man. I don't like the look of it either, but we must note that Wise was successful with the broom handle in his college days, and that's why he's gone back to it now. It looked like panic stations when Wise got the broom handle out. But in this case, it's actually the opposite of panic stations. It's calming stations, because it actually proves that Wise has become comfortable in his own skin now. Because the reason, this was all revealed last week, the reason that he ditched the broom handle when he came onto tour, he was too embarrassed to come onto the PGA Tour with a broom handle.
And I don't blame him.
I agree. But now he's accepted that that's the stick he uses best on the greens. So now he held plenty of putts last week. He's got a good record at Quail Hollow, which is another Tom Fazio design. So, I think Wise will go well at 60-1.
Okay, I can sort of see the sense of a broomhead. Have you ever had a go of one, Steve?
I haven't. I think Bernard Lang is the only man in the world who looks good with a broom handle.
Him they and do Sam look Torrance, terrible, man. But I think it speaks volumes for how you're evolving as a tipster. You finally ditch this kind of image, you know, they've got to have a lovely swing and great physique and a cat rather than a visor. You're not limiting yourself anymore. That's good news. Okay, and final selection?
It is Jason Cockcrack, the defending champion. Different course, but similar challenge. He's ultra comfortable in Vegas. The one Vegas track he doesn't seem to like is TPC Summerlin, where we were last week. He's got a rubbish record there. He missed the cut by a shot last week. I wouldn't worry about that. He was the 11th best scorer in the Tour Championship on his previous outing. He was 15th in the BMW Championship prior to that. He won at Colonial in May. Two-time PGA Tour champion now. So Cockcrack, just consistently good these days, putting better than ever. I expect a stout defence. I think 50-1's fair.
Righty-ho. If you're a tour pro, where would you live in America? Would you be Florida, Vegas, Scottsdale, Arizona? Where would you be?
Well, I think Vegas would be one to avoid for me, wouldn't it? I don't think
I think it's
my prize money would... they asked Sungjae Im if he was going to... I watched the media conference on Sunday. They asked Sungjae Im if he was off to the casino.
And
he
was, yeah, sure.
You know, obviously, he needs a translator in his media conferences. He went on for like half an hour with about five questions. And his answer to that question was no.
Yeah, I think you'd be pretty best or something like Salt Lake City, where like everything's banned, basically. That would be the best place for you, I think, to dedicate yourself.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it. But
Steve, I did wonder about Tony Finau. I'm talking about getting monkeys off backs. I mean, he won quite recently, didn't he? And I just thought at 28, you know, he had another great Ryder Cup. That would have, you know, given him a little even more confidence. Could you put me off Tony Finau?
I wouldn't like to put you off Tony Finau. No, another one that take a lot of heart from the Ryder Cup. You know, he's all smiles afterwards. You know, his surprising defeat to Poulter, wasn't it, on the final day? But you're right, it was still a creditable Ryder Cup. No, this was a tough tournament. I prefer the Valderrama one, but I like my four for CJ Cup. I love my six in the Andalusia Masters.
Right then, without further ado, let's get across to the Andalusia Valderrama Masters at one of the most iconic courses in the world. Obviously, beautiful Valderrama scene of the 1995 Ryder Cup. And John Rahm, as we said, flopped last week in the Spanish Open in Madrid. He's back. He's 16-5 favourite. Matt Fitzpatrick adds a little bit of stardust to the field. He's 14s. Wiesberger is 20s, Adrianaus 28s, Kamer 30, Peters 30, Schwab 30, Cabrera Bello looking to go back to back is 33, and then it's 35 bars. So we've got a decent field. Steve, tell us all about Valderrama.
7,028 yards, par 71, hosted the season-ending Volvo Masters for many a moon, 97 Ryder Cup, more recently Andalusia Masters.
Sorry, was it really?
That's all right, I was just going to slip that in without...
95. No, you did well there. No, thanks for
the question. Well, it's the famous Femi Ballesteros one. Femi Ballesteros, you know, dominated that Ryder Cup. God rest his soul. Andalusia Masters 2010, 2011, 2017 onwards. 2016 Spanish Open as well. There's reams of course form for punters to go through. But this is an extreme tee to green test of precision. You know, it's tight tree-lined fairways, small greens, and there's some breeze in the forecast this week as well. So, yeah, accurate grinders is what you want to be concentrating on.
And which is the hole where they have to go over water, and then even if you hit an absolute brahma, it can still spin back into the drink.
The 17th. I mean, the 17th is one of the best par fives. I mean, normally when you see a par five on the card, if you're a punter and you see a par five next up, you're all excited, aren't you? With the 17th of Valderrama, you can't get excited because it could, you know, triple bogeys come, you know, as much as you know, there's no easy birdies at the 17th. But yeah, what a golf hole that is! I mean, I've been to the Valderrama to watch the Volvo Masters, and you sit on the hill up at 17. That's the best position by an absolute mile. One of the best positions.
Oh, really? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I had a tremendous time over there. Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Found out that Marcel CM had slipped in the shower one morning and took advantage of that information. He really hurt himself. He broke his wrist almost in the shower and played on.
Oh, my
and,
God. So yeah, you opposed him in his two-ball, did you?
Yeah, some two-ball coups there. Yeah,
but, I must have missed that text message. Okay. Do you remember that time when you did text me from the Open and you saw Scott Verplank coming out of the massage tent and looking wincing, and so we backed the other guy, didn't we?
Did that come off?
He got smashed, didn't he?
Verplank? Oh, good. There you go. No, it's nothing like being there.
No, there certainly isn't. I wish we were there this week. How many? So you got six selections.
I've got six each way selections, three at enormous prices.
Let's talk about Big Johnny Rahm first. Are you tipping?
No. I'm not sipping him. I mean, he was 9-4 last week, 3-1 this week.
He was odds on after about six holes, wasn't he? He went 4-under through six and he was 4-6. I mean, goodness me.
He went odds on very swiftly. Yeah, the first 8 holes were amazing. You know, the first round he putted well. And our big concern last week was he going to putt as well as he did in 2019? Because he putted really well to win on that course in 2019. The final three rounds last week, he putted rubbish, and that was where it went wrong. You know, no interest in 9-4 last week, no interest in 3-1 this week. I know it's a more significant tee to green test, much more so, but driver is Rahm's favourite club. Driver's taken out of play on most holes at Valderrama. This is a 72-hole grind of precision, focus, patience, course management. Has Rahm got the appetite for that? I don't think so. He's talking about being tired last week. You know, to be perfectly frank, I can't believe he's playing this. It's the it's the end of the longest, most demanding golfing year of his career.
And he's had problems on. Well, he's had loads off the course as well. He seems to catch COVID every other week. He's had a baby, hasn't he? He's had the Ryder Cup.
Absolutely, if you pardon my French. You know, I could just about understand his quest for the Spanish Open hat trick last week. I was surprised to see him in the field, but I get that. What in the Spanish Open hat trick, you know, a bit of history there. There's nothing to be gained for Rahm by winning this week. You know, it's all credit to him for, you know, giving the Spanish fans what they want. The attendance figures will go through the roof as a result, but I don't think he's mentally right for it. A breezy Valderrama. I think he just wants to get home to Arizona and see little Kepa. You mentioned little Kepa.
If you don't like Rahm, Steve, it's a beautiful situation because he obviously makes the book, doesn't he? He takes, you know, 25% out of the book and there's value to be had elsewhere. So let's get stuck into your main selection.
Main selection. Richard Blandy Bland.
I'm so pleased you're tipping Bland. You know what? I was thinking I'm going to back Bland this week. I hope Steve tips him, and you have. Brilliant.
But Richard Blandy Bland at 40-1 is just a ludicrous price on REITs and evidence. You know, this is a 48-year-old in the form of his life. You're seeing loads of Blandy on European Tour coverage at the moment. There's a good reason for that. He's always on the bloody leaderboard. Blandy's always on the leaderboard. It's just churning out fairways and greens. His putting stroke looks better than it ever has. He's up to world number 78. Since winning the British Masters in May, he's finished third in Denmark, fourth in the Irish Open, 15th in the Scottish Open, third in the Casio Classic, fifth in the Italian Open, fourth in the Dunhill Links, ninth in the Spanish Open last week, 64-68 over the weekend in Madrid. Not to mention...
And led the US Open at halfway. I think he should be BBC Old Sports Personality of the Year, don't you?
he should be Sports Personality of the Year. I can't put anyone up to beat him, really. Perhaps Tim Bartek is the only challenger because he coaches him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, if he can handle a US Open at Torrey Pines, he can handle the Theatre Masters at Valderrama. It's just been inspirational from Blandy. You know, I'm 43. I don't feel well today. I feel on the brink of collapse most days. And he's peaking at the age of 48. So it's inspirational to see a man, you know, thriving in his late 40s like that. Blandy doesn't miss fairways. Tight targets this week. Nothing to fear for him. He's going to outgrind all the youngsters.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that, Steve. So Bland, the headline selection. The danger is?
The main danger, I think, is Matthias Schwab. Neat and tidy Austrian, good all-rounder, another who churns out greens and regulations. He's been threatening a maiden European Tour title for a while. He's a two-time runner-up, 7 top fives, well-established on the European Tour, but he switched his attention stateside in August, played in the Corn Ferry Tour finals and secured a PGA Tour card. He was fourth in the first of those Corn Ferry events, eighth in the last one. So he's got playing rights on both tours at the age of 26. He's been full of beans since for obvious reasons. He jetted back over and finished 12th at Wentworth in the BMW PGA. Last time out, he missed the cut by a shot in the Sanderson Farms. Yeah, he's had a week off to recover and he's back over in Europe. Yeah, Schwab, massive runner this week. He's only played Valderrama once and missed the cut, but that came a week after he almost won the BMW International in Germany. He was in the final two ball there and ended up finishing third. So I think he had some mental letdown for his Valderrama debut. Expect better this week.
Okie dokie. Right then, I'll drag this one out a little bit so you can swallow your diet. What time do you have your first Diet Coke in the morning, Norman?
On a Tuesday. I normally get in here about 7:30. So yeah, I have one 7:30 to kickstart me. Yeah.
You have a Diet Coke at 7:30 in the morning?
I do. I know it's not advisable, but I did read a feature once on the Beckhams, and the Beckhams housekeeper said that Victoria and David often started the day with a Diet Coke at a crazy time in the morning. That made me feel a little bit better.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Okie dokie. Right then, third up.
Third up is a 200-1 chance. David Law, another neat and tidy player, a relentless fairway finder when he's in the groove. Really settling down now on the European Tour. Paul Laurie is his mentor. They're both thrilled with the progress that Law's been making lately. Seventh place in the European Open in June got him going. 18th in the Kazoo Open, 15th in the ISPS Handa, fourth in the Hero Open. And then he wrapped up his tour card for next season with 14th place in the BMW PGA Tour at Wentworth. A brilliant final round 66, took all the pressure off his shoulders. He missed three cuts in a row prior to Wentworth. But he said the reason for that, he didn't react well to his COVID jab. He didn't feel good for 3 weeks. When he started feeling better, he started playing better. He closed with a 66 in the Spanish Open on Sunday. Valderrama, a great fit for him. And the icing on the cake is his love for this area. He won the 2016 Sotogrande Masters on the MENA Tour by six shots. That was at La Reserva Golf Club, which is an eight-minute drive from Valderrama. Lovely bit of icing on that cake.
Lovely stuff. Three more. Let's rattle through those.
Alejandro Canizales, 175-1. Valderrama is his practice base. He's the touring professional for the club. The course plays to his strengths. His record there in the European Tour events is solid. 21, 7, 11, 36, 16, 53, 41. Always makes the cut and does all right. This time, I think he's going to seriously contend. He was third in the ISPS Handa World Invitation in August. He was third in the Dutch Open a month ago. He's not a links golfer. Don't worry about the missed cut at the Dunhill. He missed the cut by a shot in the Spanish Open last week. Don't worry about that. If Canizares brings his Dutch Open form to Valderrama, he's a massive contender. He's the Spaniard I like most this week.
Jolly good. And then a couple more.
Eduardo Molinari. In the form of his life from tee to green, he's finding it a doddle getting to the greens. Any day where his putter is behaving, he finishes well under par for the round. Valderrama is just what he needs. A severe test of precision, small greens to take the pressure off the putting. Molinari will be licking his lips this week. Eighth in the British Masters, second in the European Open in June, fifth in the Italian Open last month. A fourth European Tour title is on for Eduardo Molinari this week.
And he's around about 110-1.
125-1 available.
Oh, fair enough.
And then the final one is Fabrizio Zanotti, two-time European Tour champion. It's funny this week. The only maiden I'm tipping is the shortest price selection, Matthias Schwab. All my others, Bland, Law, Canizales, Molinari and Zanotti are all Tour champions. Zanotti's great strength has always been his accuracy. Valderrama, the perfect playground for him when he's in form. Is in form at the moment. His last three results, 27th in the Italian Open, 20th in the BMW PGA, 12th in the Spanish Open last week, closed with a 65. A lot of us are feeling very snotty at the moment, aren't we? I think Zanotti can provide some vapor rub style relief.
Excellent. What price is he, Steve?
He's 66-1.
66. Lovely stuff. Excellent. Okay, well, that's it. I think we're all done there, aren't we? Should we reiterate the selections first?
I think it'd be rude not to.
Certainly. CJ Cup.
Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, Aaron Wise, Jason Cockrack.
And Andalusia Valderrama Masters.
Richard Blandy Bland, Matthias Schwab, David Law, Alejandro Canizales, Eduardo Molinari, Fabrizio Zanotti.
Okay, in Andalusia, they tee off at 9 a.m. on Thursday, and the CJ Cup starts at midday on Thursday as well, so get your bets on by then. As we always say, bet safely, shop around. There'll be some differences in the each way terms as well. Next week we've got the Zozo Championship in America and the Mallorca something or other, probably Open or something, on the European Tour. Anything exciting happening in your life between now and then, Steve?
Weymouth are playing Yeovil in the FA Cup on Saturday. I'm hoping to go to that if I can get my fitness sorted. Yeah, I mean, they don't come much bigger than that. You know, the pride of Dorset against the shame of Somerset. So, yeah, I'm hoping to be in Yeovil on Saturday if I can get myself fit for that one.
That's at Yeovil, is it?
That's at Yeovil, yeah.
Will it be a bit spicy and a bit tasty?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd be surprised if there's not a few fatalities of that one, I'm afraid to say. Yeah, I mean, it's the derbies don't come bigger than that. A lot of people talk about Celtic Rangers.
Derbies don't come bigger than Weymouth for Yeovil. No, that's absolutely right. No. Okay, well, hopefully
hopefully the golf will go well because we've got a little bit of momentum, to use your favourite word now. And October's always been my most profitable month. It's so weird.
Oh, is it?
You know, yeah, yeah. If you look at the figures that the database boys do, October's when it all comes good. I think that the majors just frazzle me out. The summer frazzles me out. Yeah, it's hard work, the majors. I think when autumn comes, I just suddenly start tipping loads of winners. So, yeah, I'm hopeful that we're going to continue some good tips this week. I like the Valderrama event in particular.
Great. I'm looking forward to a great week of golf. Should be really, really brilliant. Good luck with your tips, Steve. Thank you very much for watching. Hope you can join us next week for another Sweet Spot.